Archives of this and other programs can be found at howistheshow.com/podcasts. You can also join the How Is the Show podcast group on Facebook.
Hello and welcome to the March 2010 How Is the Show podcast. I'm David DeYoung. I'm by myself again this month. Of course, this is the weekend that South by Southwest is wrapping up, and a lot of our folks are down there, a lot of the music folks in town. And again, since it's just me, we're going to take the liberty and just play extra music. In fact, this may be a history-making podcast. We're going to play 10, count them, 10 songs today. We're going to hear from Jasper Leapock, Jennifer Markey, Eliza Blue, The New Monarchs, BNLX, In the Cinema, Communist Daughter, gosh, this is a great long list, The 757s, The Tisdales, and James Buckley. Once again, we're here at King's Wine Bar in South Minneapolis at 4555 Grand Avenue South, putting together the podcast for you this month. And we're going to kick it off right now. The first song is the title track of Jasper Leapock's brand new album. And we'll tell you a bit more about Jasper when we get back, but the song is called Send Me Home.
I'd rather drink muddy waters coffee than to stick around sweet amber kisses distilled from the gloom. I've opened the windows and unlocked the doors, so let's dance to the edge of the room.
We just wrapped up that set with Eliza Blue, the amazing, mesmerizing Eliza Blue. That's called Ask Me to Dance, and that's from her brand new album, which comes out very soon with a CD release party Friday, March 26th at the Cedar Cultural Center with Abby Wolf and some other special guests on that bill. It's one not to miss. Eliza's live shows, especially at the Cedar, are ethereal and mesmerizing, as I mentioned. Of course, March 26th is also the night of the Genefit, the benefit for photographer Jen Barnett and her camera gear. But the Cedar shows generally go early, so see if you can go see Eliza first, then head over to the Turf Club for the Honey Dogs, Molly Mayer, the Mad Ripple, and more over on that bill. There's a bunch of fan and even musician overlap between Eliza and the folks going to the Genefit. It's too bad those shows are on the same day, but see if you can make them both happen if you can. Before that, Jennifer Markey and the song Minneapolis Are You from her brand new album that came out the end of January, I believe it was, We're All Going to Hell, and that's, of course, a great name for a record. Jennifer Markey, next show, she's going to be slumming it over there in St. Paul. I just love that Minneapolis Are You. The whole album is good, but that is a song which kind of stands out in one that I thought was a good selection as an introduction, but you should definitely... try to pick up Jennifer Markey's whole album. You can get it on CD Baby at cdbaby.com/artist Jennifer Markey. And that's M-A-R-K-E-Y. It's an all-around fun record. Great old-school, totally unpretentious country feel. In the song Bakersfield, she even sings about marrying Buck Owens, which is always kind of cool. I also found out after listening to the record a couple more times that it gets better every time you hear it. And a Mr. CD release show at the Turf Club at the end of January. I heard it was really well attended, though. She's going back into the studio with her band. The band is called the Tennessee Snow Pants, and they'll be recording a second album. And over on the CD Baby side, Jennifer said that the batch of tunes is on themes of divorce, murder, and the painful discovery of a cheating lover. Sounds like good stuff, of course. So pick up her disc and definitely check out Jennifer Markey when you can. We started off, as I mentioned, with Jasper Lipok. Now, Jasper is a singer-songwriter that I first met and heard at the Mad Ripple Hootenanny back in April of 2009. And at that show, I believe she sang a song, a rather clever song about paleomagnetism. Here's something for you to look up on Wikipedia. Her latest CD, Send Me Home, was just released here in Minneapolis at a private listening party about a week or two ago. Yeah, but you can pick it up here at the Electric Fetus. She's not in town, though, right now. I got an email from her the other day letting me know that she had moved to Durban, South Africa, and she'll be there for 2 years now, living and actually continuing to perform there in South Africa. But Jasper told me she's been downloading the How Is the Show podcast that we've been recording here at King's, and so she may be our furthest away listener at this point. So here's a shout-out to Jasper. We do like hearing from anybody, but especially folks who are actually listening to this in South Africa. I love that song. Again, that's the title track, Send Me Home, from her new record. There's a lot of great stuff on the record. I was playing some of it the other day when my friend, musician Kari Turing, walked into my house and said, "Wow, I really like this. What is it?" And it's stuff that really catches you and will make you perk up your ears when you hear it. And again, the whole album is solid. There's actually another song that closes out the record that she wrote in South Africa called Minneapolis, kind of a shout home. Moving right along, because we've got so many songs today, we're going to change direction completely after hearing from three local female singer-songwriters. We're going to hear some electro-pop, which coincidentally, and this wasn't planned, but it turns out they're all three electro duos. So we're going to kick off the electro duo set right now. This is coming out very soon from the New Monarchs. This is their song, Tangent.
There's something I'm not quite sure of. It's in the air. A standard of expectation. A repeating equation. The motions are all on standby.
Driving with the wind and the rain, with every drop that hits my pain. I can't believe it's come to this. On the way to where you live, the traffic stops abruptly. 100 crows all circle above me, waiting for the exodus. Think of the collapse that sent vibrations from the cities down to Dallas. And are we past this? Can we get past this? Are we past this? I'm driving with the wind and the rain to your door, and I'll be the first to admit that you deserve more. You deserve more. You know the heart has many hallways, trenches and graves, but you were just a visitor. Just a visitor. Follow me back to our city. See the village stand still when you hold me. Oh, but the awakening of spring has gotta mean something. As the sun sets over the river, how we pass this? Tell me, can we get past this?
And that was In the Cinema, slowing it down a little bit with a song called Midday Refuge. Once again, we're here at King's Wine Bar in South Minneapolis, recording the podcast for you this afternoon. In the Cinema is a duo, as I mentioned. Ryan Hughes on vocals and guitar, and Joe Hughes on drums and percussion. They've got an album release show coming up. It's three shows, actually. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, March 30th, the 31st, and April 1st. And that three-night run will start with a meet-and-greet inside the X, Y, and Z gallery, and followed by a performance in the adjacent Trilon Micro Cinema. Now, I understand that both those locations are around 37th and Minnehaha. You might want to look it up. But it looks like it's going to be a good show. It's kind of a visually-oriented band, so I'd expect or hope there would be some visuals involved, and maybe that's why it's in a theater. But also with a name like In the Cinema, I would certainly hope so. Before that, we heard from BNLX. Now, that's the mystery duo that has been getting a lot of buzz. That song's called Do Without. Now, BNLX, the cat's out of the bag, I guess, on this one, because they'd initially you'd see on their MySpace that's EA and AA and Nobby and Blinky, which actually refers to their amplifiers, I believe. But that's Ed Ackerson and Ashley Ackerson of Sustones. And according to Ed Ackerson, who I spoke to, the band did a little preview, kind of a secret preview, Friday night at the Hexagon Bar. And Ed said this is actually the first new band that he's been a part of forming since he formed Polera 15 years ago. They did a secret preview show Friday night at the Hex, and then they did their full actual official debut show Saturday night at Sauce Spirits and Sound Bar. And what they do, it's really cool. It's a powerhouse of classic electropunk, but definitely a freshness of sound that you couldn't have been making back in the early days of punk back in 1980. Do Without, the track we heard, is the one that opens up the EP, and they open their live shows with it. It really kicks out right from the start, with a really full sound for an electro band that doesn't, you know, there's no live drums, although Ashley does play live bass and Ed Yackerson live guitar in the duo, and they both sing. The give and take between the vocals is wonderful. Both Ed and Ashley have distinctive voices in their own right that are easily recognizable, I think, in the local scene. And they're another band with some special effects, including fog machine and an awesome light show that responds to the sound. And I think I just read before coming down here to Kings that Secrets in the City's Kate Iverson had predicted that they may be a band that shows up on some best of lists here in 2010. We started off that set with the New Monarchs. And, of course, as I mentioned when I wrote about them the first time, they're not to be confused with the band called The Monarchs, which were the band that kicked off the opening night of the Triple Rock many years ago. The New Monarchs are Seth Hogan, who does the vocals, and Taylor Nelson on guitar and effects. They have their CD release party coming up Friday, March 26th at the 501 Club. And just as one of those little notes of interest we like to share with you, the name of the album is Electrocaching, and they define that on their website as the oral activity of searching for and finding individual meaning by way of atmospheric sound from an electronic apparatus. Now you know. What first grabbed me when I threw this this album on in the car on the way to the Turf Club to a show a few weeks ago, and it really struck me was that, you know, I just love music that sounds good when you're driving down the freeway, and this is an album that definitely does that. And I love that line, now, we're hoping to find new order in your Joy Division. Let's see, what else can I say about them? Oh, I saw the band live a few years ago in November of 2008. I saw their live show at the Kitty Cat Club on a bill. I think it was Ghost in the Water was also on that bill. And I remember it being a lot of fun, and quoting myself here, I wrote, I'm happy to report that that it worked better live than I thought. The music is even more visceral and raw live than on disc. There's always a lot going on, but the sound never approaches cacophony or chaos. So I was struck by them the first time I saw them a few years back, and I'm looking forward to seeing them again. I want to catch that that CD release by the New Monarchs, which is coming up at the 501 Club on Friday, March 26th. Taking a look at my notes here, moving along to the third set of the night. We're moving to some rock stuff, and we're going to open up here with Communist Daughter, and this is an exclusive brand new track off their forthcoming album. It's called The Lady is an Arsonist.
Gasoline. took a hand you didn't know. Mother Mary, it's your world if you only start behaving. But who am I to think you've never known? Took a hint from you. I burned the bridges too, cause maybe that's the only way to understand a girl so lonely. With a can of gasoline, I've never been in love. Oh no, I've never been ashamed. Oh no, I guess I can't give up. Oh no, if you give me all your blame. Oh no, I'll write a letter. You burn before you read.
Thank you. It's too hard to find. Where did you get your favor now? It's too hard to find. Run away in line. It's too hard to find. Where did you get your flavor now? It's too hard to find. Well, I'm gonna run away in line. You're loving all too long. Well, I wake up every morning and I cry into the night. My body's like a feet on the ground and there was a single light. Come on, baby, show me where the arms would
wake you up. That's the Tisdales and Lovin' Arms of Life. That's off of their brand new record. Let me see if I've got notes on when. Oh yeah, on when that's coming out. The Tisdales CD release for the brand new record is actually the official one is April 24th at Pizza Luce in Duluth. For the local folks, they've got a show a few days later on the 30th of April at Sauce Spirits and Sound Bar here in Minneapolis. I forgot to write down the name of the record, but I've got it right here in front of me, called Out With the New. Another great bunch of stuff from Rich Matson, who never ceases to amaze with both the quantity and quality of his output. Again, another album full of fuzzy and powerful rockers and ballads, and another band to see live. They are always fun, and they really kick it, to use that sometimes overused expression, but it does apply really well in this situation. Another band that kicks it, the 757s was before that, and that was Sarasot Coming. 757s, again, this is an exclusive track that I just got today, emailed over to me by Steve Sutherland and Paul Perner from the band. This album, I don't even have a release date or a show date yet for it, although it may be scheduled. I'm just not privy to that info yet. We'll update you when we can. But I can tell you this, the 757s for their brand new record, which I understand is done, and I'm going to have it in my hands, at least in electronic form, in a couple of days here, they will be having a listening party right here at King's Wine Bar on Tuesday night, April 20th. And I'll be hosting that. We'll be spinning the entire disc in its entirety, to be redundant. The whole record, one of the first times you'll get a chance to hear that, and this is the first track I've heard off the record. And it does got a little bit more of a pop feel, I thought, than some of their previous stuff. And I mentioned that to Paul Perner, who's the bass player for the band, and he tells me that the new record does have a lot more pop on it, but he said it still has that 757's grit, but the pop emergency is a definite theme. And we started off that set with another band who will be doing a CD listening party here at King's. We're doing a lot of those on Tuesday nights. We're going to try to keep them coming every Tuesday if possible, with the first Tuesday of every month reserved for DJ Jake Rue to work his magic on sort of themed parties. The first one that he did was Brian Eno, and I hear he's got something really cool in the works for the first Tuesday in April, but I can't share that quite yet. But trust me, it's going to be exciting. But anyway, Communist Daughter, we'll be doing a listening party here at King's for the that's their first full-length album. Their first full-length, Not the Kid, was recently voted the number one song on the 89.3 The Current show, and it's only the second time in the Current's history that a local band has won that honor. Their full-length album, which I have been listening to, and it sounds great, and I'm really glad they finally got the full-length out there instead of just the one wonderful song. It's called Soundtrack to the End. And again, I will keep you posted when they've got a CD release show scheduled for that. But a lot of this stuff is hot off the press, folks. There's no physical discs available yet for some of these. And a lot of it really was getting the final touches put on it in the studio, you know, a matter of weeks ago. So that's it, just a review. We've got one more track to wrap up the show. But just to review what we did here, we heard, of course, from the Tisdales, the 757s, Communist Daughter, In the Cinema, BNLX, The New Monarchs, Eliza Blue, Jennifer Markey, and Jasper Leepak. Now, I do want to play one more song for you and wrap out the show, but we're going to kind of close it and let you just take it from here with that. And that's James Buckley Trio. And they've got a new album coming out as well, their third album from the world-class jazz trio. It's called Signal Me. We're going to hear the title track from that. And their CD release show is April 16th and 17th at the Artist Quarter. There's two, again, the trio of James Buckley on bass, Brian Nichols on piano, and JT Bates on drums. Until next month, this is David DeYoung saying see you on the clubs from right here at King's Wine Bar. And we leave you with the James Buckley Trio and Signal Me.